This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans 6:23. It says there, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." End of quote. The majority of us work to earn money to pay for our bills and expenses. We earn wages for our daily work. It could be hourly wages or annual salaries. In either case, the wage of work is money that we earn. There is another way to earn wages. The God of the Bible says that when you and I do sin, we earn the wages of death. Sin always results in death. Death in two meanings. Death is the separation from the fellowship and blessings of God while we live on this earth. Secondly, there is a second death. That is eternal death. This means eternally away from the fellowship, love, and benefits of God. You see, when we live on this world, now we enjoy God's benefits and blessings each and every day. You see, the air we breathe, the sunlight, health, energy are all free benefits even the wicked and atheists freely enjoy from God. The Bible says in Matthew 5:45b that He, God, makes His Son to rise on the evil and the good and sends His rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. End of quote. Then after enjoying all the kindness and gracious provisions of the Lord, they thrust their fist against the kindness and mercy of God. God is love and He is so patient and long-suffering. However, remember there is a day that they would not enjoy the care and blessings of God anymore. COVID-19 taught us a lesson that we would otherwise not learn. When I watch TV and news media these days, I see thousands and thousands of people in the world are suffering very hard to breathe due to the pandemic. There are not enough provisions of oxygen in the hospitals. Many die just outside the hospitals, inside their cars and homes, unable to breathe. God was kind in providing free oxygen, and people understand how costly that oxygen is. God in heaven rings the bell loud to call upon Him without any delay when we live on this earth. Beloved, think about a day that you would never enjoy the kindness, care, and provisions of God anymore, and that is called eternal death, away from the presence of God. The Bible calls this hell. Hell is literal and real. Heaven is also literal and a real place. Today's insight says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus our Lord. The more you sin, you just earn the wages of death. However, God promised to you the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. God, who gave you free oxygen from this air, offers you eternal life in heaven with Him. And where is it available? Titus 1:2 says in the Bible, God, who cannot lie, promised eternal life long time ago. Our today's insight says the free gift of eternal life is available in and through Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:11-12 says this, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The one who has the Son, Christ Jesus, has the life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. End of quote. You see, God offers you the gift of eternal life, and this is in His Son, Jesus Christ. If you have Jesus, you have eternal life. Now, if you don't have Jesus, you do not have eternal life, period. Instead, what you earn is the wages of death, resulting finally in eternal death, eternally away from the loving, merciful, and gracious God. Remember, the verse does not say you can earn eternal life. Listen, you and I can never earn salvation and eternal life. But it says it is a gift of God, not earned by your works or best efforts, because Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid for your sins on that cross to save you and take you to heaven. Listen, what did Jesus, the Son of God, declared? Jesus said this, God so loved the world, that means you personally, God loves you, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall never perish, but have eternal life. End of quote. John 3:16. Whomever you may be, wherever you are on this planet Earth, listen, make a U-turn from your sinful lifestyle, rebelliousness and unbelief, and come to Jesus right now. You have forgiveness and new life available in Jesus. Would you come? I will help you to pray to Him now. Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I now make a U-turn and invite Jesus into my life. Jesus, come to my life. I believe the one who has Jesus has eternal life, because God promised it, and it is only available in His Son, Jesus Christ. Please forgive my sins. Save me and grant me salvation and eternal life today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.